Okay, as far as the injury report, Omar Bolden did leave the game with a left sprained ankle. That's the only injury I have to report. Anybody got any questions?
Your confidence in Ronnie Hillman in light of two fumbles back-to-back weeks like that?
I still have great confidence. I mean, we ran the ball pretty effectively. I think we had 30 carries for 140-plus yards, so about 4.5 yards a carry. I think it's very evident that we still turned the ball over 4 times, and we're still able to win. That's the bright side. The not so bright side is we got 4 turnovers, and it's something we worked on very hard last week. We'll work on very hard again this week. When you have young players learning to play in this league for the first time, it can happen, and we just got to eliminate that before the regular season. Well, I think the one this week was altogether different. You know, I personally thought his progress was stopped. Otherwise, he's got to get on the ground faster or do a better job of holding on to the ball when the guys yank on it late in the down. So, again, every one of these things is learning experience for these guys. I think he'll learn from it. So I have not lost confidence in him whatsoever. Well, we're doing everything. I mean, we worked hard on it last week. You're giving up our little drills, but we'll continue that. That'll be part of the process, and hopefully we get better at it.
You ran 49 plays in the first half.
Mm-hmm.
What's that do to
a defense? We'll get to find out. You know, as we get the regular season going, I think it's something we've been working on. Having different tempos, whether the fastball or the changeup, or all those different tempos can wear down a defense, and something we'll continue to work at.
Coach, why did you play Von Miller starters for the entire first half?
Well, I think it's obvious that we suspended him for 6 games, the league did, and I wasn't going to suspend him for 8. I'll just leave it at that. Well, I don't think. I mean, it's all disconcerting. I mean, you're trying to prepare a football team for a long regular season. And you do good there, you get to go beyond that. But it's something we'll look at. Again, it's some of it's personnel, some of the things we're doing. We'll continue to look at. But it all concerns you. That's 2 weeks in a row we've had big returns, and we've got to get better for it. I thought he did good. Without looking at the tape, the offensive line's hard to see. I mean, it wasn't anything drastically bad. I think he might have got his hands up on the face of the defender a couple times. And, it's just a matter of timing and getting better at your kick steps and those types of things. And he will. We have the utmost confidence in Ryan. Yeah, I think, I thought he ran the ball hard. I thought his touchdown run was, what you saw was a big reason why we drafted him. So I like the progress he's making.
Do you like yourself and Bron behind the starters?
Say again?
In the second half, did you like yourself
and Bron? Yeah, I think, for his confidence, he's been thrown out there with some other guys, so far in the first 2 games. And, I thought he operated pretty good, a couple poor decisions like any young player. And but I thought he did some good things as well. So now we're Arena League, Cliss. I'm laughing with you, not at you, Cliss.
The new Broncos, the fans can expect.
You do what the defense gives you. I mean, I'd literally leave it at that, and I'm not going to go into much more detail.
Was Peyton lobbying to come in? We had
a
glove on late in the game to try and
simulate. Peyton's, he's going to take advantage of every moment. I mean, the fact that it was raining, he was getting used to a wet football. So, that's, I think, part of the reason why he's had the success he's had.
Did he ask to go back in the game?
No, he had no intentions of going in the game. He was just practicing his wet ball mechanics. I'm not sorry. On that note, thank you very much.